It's really exciting to see so many people here and to see people from both the high school and also seeing some alumni here, seeing the congregation here. I just got to witness a little bit of a reunion in the narthex between some of our teachers that worship at other churches, seeing some of their former students they hadn't seen in a while. So it's really exciting to see this event come together. If you haven't met me, I am the principal here at Covenant High School. I'm in my second year here. And as I've begun the second year, it's been really humbling. Over the summer, I was going through my folders, and I started work last year on August 1st. And one of the folders I came across was one that Mr. Haniel left for me. It was the archive folder. And I started going through this archive folder, and you know, Dick had left a copy of the first ever budget of Covenant High School. And I think it was about $105,000 for the entire year, for the entire school. So just seeing that was really humbling and amazing to see. And then also just seeing pictures of the basement with the portable. And then while I'm sitting in this really nice office, I'm thinking, wow, Mr. Haniel was committed. So and just seeing all that, it really is truly an amazing thing to kind of look back as we look forward. And that's what's so exciting about being in this role at this phase of this congregation and this see God's provision and guidance over this 27 years of this school. And then to think, you know, it's really neat to think, well, what could the school look like in another 27 years? You know, that's a good question to ask. Obviously, we don't know. It could be just to keep the lights on. We don't know what the Lord's plan is, but it's exciting to participate in His grace and see that happening. The mission of high school remains the same. It is to deepen our students' relationship with Jesus Christ and prepare them for fruitful and joyful service to God and man. Our theme this year is Anchored in Christ. One of the things we did is we actually built that into the sweatshirt this year, and a lot of people keep complimenting me on that. Don't compliment me, compliment my wife. She's a graphic designer, and so I married well for doing that. So those neat shirts, so Barut Pot has it on right there. You can and just show that Barut Pot to the congregation there. So there it is, right there. So we have 561 alumni now. Raise your hand if you're an alumni of Covenant. You can see a lot of people from all kinds of ages and time period. We also have invited a lot of our faculty, not only from the church, but from outside the church, to come tonight. If you're a faculty member, could you just stand up real quick, and let's just recognize those people and see them. I want to say one note on the faculty. We gave a survey called the Student Experience Survey at Covenant High School. The Student Experience Survey is a national survey by a consulting agency that has been given to over 600 schools over a five-year period, always given in October or November. Our faculty, this is the students marking this in an unannounced survey, dropping in, circling, again, standardized by data scientists. Our faculty, one of the questions there is, it says, "It has been obvious to me that my teachers really want me to do well in school and out of school. A perfect score would be a 9. The average score of the 600 schools is 7.09, and Covenant High School score is 8.17. So we outscore those schools by over a point, showing that the students know the teachers want them to do well. In addition to that, another question on there, and this question is given to any private school. Some of them are not Christian necessarily. So the question's phrased a little bit differently, but it still applies to us. It says, "My teachers have worked every day at helping me become a better, more virtuous person, regardless of the subject they are teaching, math, science, English, history, etc. The average of these 600 schools is 6.64, and Covenant High School scores 7.97. So we really, our faculty are doing a tremendous job. The students know that they want them to succeed, and that they want them not only to become great students, but become better people, which we all know is rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is why we're able to do that. I wanted to spotlight that we hired a few new faculty this year. We hired Mr. Jerry Saldaheno. I don't think he's able to be here tonight because his has some family illness that's very serious, but he really wanted to be here. Mr. Saldaheno has made a big impact on the students, incorporating scripture into his science lessons. He also has just brought a tremendous amount of scientific knowledge to the department and really has done a great job with that. We also hired Mr. Elias Nichols to replace Mr. Jared Potter. Mr. Jared Potter's company is taking off, and he no longer could do that position. Mr. Nichols is an alumni of Covenant and has a Bachelor of Arts in Computer Science from Whitworth and has just done a tremendous job. We also have Carl Cavalli, who is kind of born and raised here at Faith Presbyterian, teaching Bible for us and doing our hiking club this year. And he's a graduate of New St. Andrews, which brings that nice kind of classical Christian element to our school. So we really appreciate having him this year. And then we also hired a debate coach, which I'll talk more about in a second. His name is Raymond Dokapul. And I think, is Raymond here tonight? He was here this morning. But he has done a tremendous amount. He also has a Bachelor of Arts from Whitworth and competed nationally in homeschool debate and has done a lot for us with that. Last year, the faculty took a full day off campus, and we went to the Harbor History Museum and spent a day brainstorming and kind of dreaming about the school and talking to each other. And this was the perfect time to do this because we had some faculty retiring or soon to retire. And what it does is it kind of creates a common target to say, hey, what do we want in a graduate at Covenant? And the product of that was what was called the Portrait of the Graduate, which is kind of a controlling document for our school. These are the things that we want in our graduates when we see them walk across the stage. And one of the things you're going to notice is this is a very, not just a person capable of taking multiple choice tests or just writing or something like that. It's great if you can score well on those things, but this is a very liberal arts sort of person that we're seeking to graduate from Covenant. And I want to tell just a quick story about my daughter with that. Many of you know I have a 2.5-year-old with Down syndrome, and you know, I by no means am a model parent or anything like that. I'm very humbled by attempting to parent. One thing that I did teach Selah at a very young age is I taught her, whenever to feed her, I feed her food, I taught Selah to go, mmm, like that. And it might just seem like a silly little thing, but it actually is very intentional on my part. I want my daughter to do all the things, and this morning's sermon tied in perfectly to this, that Pastor Rayburn spoke, I think it was Psalm 104, and talked about enjoying God and praising God. And what really excites me about my daughter is despite her disability, she can praise and give glory and joy to God. And that makes me so excited to parent her and have her in my life. And so now my daughter, when she eats, makes this noise almost to the point where other tables are turned to look at us while she's eating. And the reason why I share that story is we're not just trying to create, you know, thinking machines or productive people. We're not just trying to create people that can make a lot of money. We're producing human beings. We are working to make human beings that live a life that pursues God. And part of that is enjoying God. It's important for families to embrace that. It's important for families to have family dance parties and to sing together and to enjoy one another. And that's one of the things that we're really trying to do as a family. And I think of that when I think of this Portrait of the Graduate, because you see things on here like cultivate a love of artistic beauty. Wouldn't it be neat that if you had a son or a daughter who was a computer programmer, but they also loved to cultivate artistic beauty. We have things on here like stewarding God's creation. Wouldn't it be neat to have a son or daughter who on the weekend takes the time to go hiking with a friend and enjoy God's creation and give glory to God? And we all know that when we have that well-rounded approach, your intellectual development will actually be better, right? The brain works that way. When you take the time to go for the walk or to enjoy leisure that is God-honoring, you will think better and you will reason better. I think every great writer knows that. When they get stuck, what do? They take a break. They do something else. They come back to it, right? So this is a really exciting thing that we have produced here at Covenant. Moving on from that, within our student life this year, we have expanded our in the past, it was that the Faith Presbyterian Youth Group ran a Bible study, and if other kids wanted to come. And in talking with some of the parents, it's actually because we were worried we didn't want to force that on anybody. And then talking to parents, no, just tell us about it, and we'll decide whether or not we want them to go. So in talking with Pastor Nicoletti and talking with Mrs. McMillan and some of the other female faculty, we just opened that up to the student body, and it's been great. And a lot of the students have been coming, and it's been a really enjoyable experience. We've also continued the hiking club that Mr. Macklin kind of left as his parting retirement gift to us, and Mr. Cavalli has continued that. We did launch a WIAA debate team this year, and you may know WIAA as being the sports competitive arena. Well, they also have a debate league, and so we actually have a debate this year where students go off campus to other schools, including public schools, and debate against kids on various topics. I really felt like this was just essential for our school. We have 4 years of speech training in the curriculum, and it's a great way for us to kind of that our students are doing with the faculty, and allowing them to kind of engage the culture a little bit in a controlled way. Some people may ask me about that, why compete in a Christian league, and the answer is there isn't one for us to compete in. The homeschool league won't allow us to compete against them, and so this really was the blessing to have that. We also have a math team meeting on Tuesdays after school that is gearing up for the AMC math competition in the spring. They'll take a math test that will be a part of a national competition, and Mrs. Llewellyn has been leading that. We, on Thursdays, now have a extended lunch. And this is maybe one of the bigger changes in the school. Off of every period, so if there's rumors that I've somehow changed the schedule so we just play all the time, each class lost 2 minutes a week. If that's a concern, I'm happy to hear you out and debate you a little bit on that. So, and pray for you. Is really designed to build community. If you look on this sheet, again, this is our controlling document. It says enjoying Christian community, that's part of what we want in our graduates. So it's just another space that we created to extend this lunch a little bit and create some club time. And another thing called house. This house program puts the kids in groups in grades 9 through 12 and kind of mixes them up a bit. It's named after Christian actually taken out compete against each other and have fun. Discussion club, a political discussion club, a board game club, things like that. And so it's been a great time for that. In terms of academics, I think our sciences, Mr. Mack left a strong legacy, and Mr. Salvajeno has really brought a lot to the school. He regularly has scripture in his lessons. We purchased him. Allows the kids to do DNA extraction, and it's been really popular. And he's in there, and he'll put a Bible verse up on the PowerPoint. Then he'll start making a DNA molecule that goes all the way around the room. Then there'll be some experiments going on in the back. And he's a really great teacher at having a mix of project, lecture, independent inquiry, and all these different things. So he's really done a great job with that. We had have gotten back our English concurrent credit, which is really exciting. We are still continuing to offer concurrent credit and actually expanded that this last year. We had two students who were nationally commended for their National Merit Honors Scholarship. That was Benjamin Malat and William Bogar. They scored within the top 34,000 students in the country. So we really were pleased with their efforts. And I decided to share this, even though it seems like a detail, because of who's in the congregation. If you graduated before 2006, the only copy we have of your transcript is in a file cabinet that is a fireproof file cabinet, but I decided we needed to do something else about that. So Becky Wilson scanned about 145 transcripts, and we have them on a hard drive now in addition to that. I just thought I'd share that with those of you that graduated before that. In the fine arts, we're going to be restarting the choir tour. It seems like that was just such a big part of the school. So Mrs. McMillan has actually been working, and actually Mrs. Rayburn behind the scenes has been doing a lot of work with us. And I have a couple schools that I'm friends with, their heads of school in Oregon. And so we're trying to get set up. As I was typing this, I realized I need to email them again because I haven't heard from one of them. But we're hoping to do that and have a great opportunity again to cultivate some relationships and get those students off campus doing some exciting things. In terms of facilities, you'll notice that room 301 was upgraded. We now have a new projector and sound system and whiteboard paint. Friday after school. but it's actually, in all seriousness, it's been a real blessing to have that in there. And you've been in room 301. Get our facility up to speed in those spaces. You also notice we had a donor donate a basketball hoop. I don't know if you've noticed that out there. And it has a removable rim, which is a really neat opportunity for the kids to play basketball and enjoy that and do that during some of that club time as well. We have an outdoor activity club. And then the other thing we did is we upgraded the security system of the building. This was obviously done in conjunction with the church, but you'll notice now during the school day, there's one door unlocked. I'm out there. I try to greet every student by name as best I can and as often as I can. And then after the school day starts, the whole building locks, and we have a buzz-in entry system now. And that's been very, very popular with families. And that's generally just how schools work nowadays, is you just keep your building locked. And that's been a blessing to parents and families to realize that that's how we're operating. Wanted to talk about one last thing. We did hire an admissions and marketing director named Mrs. Logan Hope. She was out there earlier, and she's here tonight, and happy to talk to you afterwards. She's an alumni of the school from 2012. Actually recommitted her life to Christ on the UK trip in a really neat story, listening to a minister give a sermon in an old church in England. And so she's very excited to be a part of our organization. And what this is doing is, one kind of note on marketing, I think that's a word that sometimes can be scary or can come across as if there's something insincere or Machiavellian taking place. And really, to sum up marketing, all it is it's asking the question, who are you and how are you telling people who you are? And that's basically what she's doing. She's working with me to talk about things like this and ask the question, who is Covenant? And then we're working to make sure we tell people who Covenant is. And that's something that Logan's focused on doing so that when someone calls and asks about the school, they get a quick call back. Prior to Logan, what would happen with admissions is we were doing a great job responding to people, things like that. But when you are running the school, and let's say you have maybe a student gets suddenly ill, and I need to tend to that, and then maybe a teacher is gone, I need to sub last minute, maybe I'm teaching a class, and maybe there's a student issue I need to resolve. Pretty soon, those things add up, and the staff and I haven't called a student, and it's been maybe a couple weeks, and we forgot to call a prospective student. It's very easy for that to happen. So when you have someone on your staff whose full job is just to call those people and pursue them, and make sure that every stone's been looked under, and every tree has been looked around, what that does is we call that in private school tightening up the funnel. And what that does is make sure that when springtime comes around that we talk to everyone we were supposed to, that we made sure and let everyone know about Covenant that needed to know about it. And so we're really excited to have Logan as part of our team. And it really does elevate not just that outward focus, but it also elevates the inward focus as well, because the staff and I can really focus on taking care of the students, making sure that the attendance records are accurate and that they're all cared for while she can focus on those other things. The other exciting piece to it is Logan will be creating an alumni association, and as that's an outward-facing activity of engaging that and talking with alumni and many of you, that's something that all of you would like to see the school work on and begin to do now that we have almost 600 alumni. And so that's going to be quite a task for her, and so we're really excited to be doing that, and even this service is kind of a step towards that, engaging our alumni and talking to all of you about that. We also launched a parent-teacher association that has a board and has a president. Mrs. Tina Stevens, who's here tonight, is in charge of that, and that parent-teacher association has been working to create those relationships between families, and especially working on creating those those families who maybe don't attend Faith Presbyterian and making them feel really welcome and plugged in and feel like they're welcome here. They're welcome to come to this service and they're welcome to interact with each other and really build those relationships. And one of the things we've done, for example, is created coffee connections where at the start of the school day, families can come and hear about different curricular aspects or college advising or even hear about just facility updates or curricular things that we're currently working on. As I've been surveying, I've been getting some feedback that we should maybe have not only morning coffee connections, but maybe some afternoon or evening ones, which is something I certainly will be looking into, and I appreciate the feedback from parents on that. So long story short, at the end of the year, or by next year, we should have an admissions marketing director, a parent association, and alumni association, and having those three things in the long haul can be a really powerful thing for a school. So I lastly would just close by saying that again, Covenant High School is about really shepherding our youth to have that same, you know, sort of attitude that I've somehow managed to get my daughter to feel towards food, right? Feeling excited about their faith, feeling loved by us and cared for, and really embracing their humanity, right? The study of the humanities is about your humanity. It's about knowing how to be human, and that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to teach young men and women how to grow up and be adults and live into their Christian faith in a way that's passionate and enthusiastic, and they feel like they're part of our community. A few things in terms of the call to action. Prayer. Here's a simple way to pray for any school. You can pray for their school board. You can pray for their prospective families, the people that you want to go there. You can pray for their faculty, their administration, and then their students. Just going through that very simple way of prayer is really effective for a school. Pray for the administration, pray for the students, pray for the prospective students, and pray for the school board, and we would really appreciate that. We'd love also for you to engage our table out there if you're an alumni. Make sure your contact information is up to date. We're also surveying our alumni based on the portrait of the graduate of how well we did with these different areas, and so we would love for you to take that survey if you didn't take it online. And lastly, I would just say, you know, we would love for you to offer your financial support. We do have a scholarship fund. It goes to it's a very humble fund. It goes to about 10% of our families, those families wouldn't be able to be at Covenant without it. So we will be taking an offering tonight for that, and we would love your charity for that and for those people. Many of those students there are friends and of your students, so it certainly is an investment that is worth it. In addition to that, you certainly can attend our Christmas and choir art show on December 6th and 7th. On December 6th, there'll be an open house, and we would love for any names of prospective families that would like to attend that. If you'd like to give via text, we do have an online giving platform for the school, and that would just simply be texting CHS Tacoma to 77977. That's CHS Tacoma 77977. Thank you again for all your support, and it really has been amazing to get to know this congregation and school over the last year and a half.